Hare Krishna. Question, why did Krishna speak the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna when Arjuna, being a Kshatriya, was anyway going to fight the war? Answer, because Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight in the right consciousness. Towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, in 1859-60, Krishna tells Arjuna that Svabhava jena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasyan moha karishyasya vashopitad. He says that because we are all bound by our nature, we are going to act in particular ways. Even if we say no, mithyesha vyavasayaste prakritistvam niyokshati. Krishna says that your determination will be misdirected. That means you will be engaged by nature for materialistic purposes rather than transcendental purposes. So Krishna tells the solution is machittaha sarvadurgani. Therefore become conscious of me and act in that consciousness. So the Bhagavad Gita's message is that we are anyway going to act according to our nature. So the Duryodhana also fought, Arjuna also fought. And both were kshatriyas. But the difference was Arjuna fought in divine consciousness. Bhagavad Gita's essential message is not that we change our work. It is we change our world view. It is that we learn to see the world and our work in the world in connection with God and learn to devote ourselves to God. That way, we will not become entangled by the work that we are doing, but will become purified. Just like if we are in the old days, there was a tape recorder. So when the cassette would be playing, one side the reel is decreasing, the other side the reel is increasing. So the same activity for a materialist causes the reel of karmic bondage to increase. Whereas for a devotee, it causes the reel of karmic bondage to decrease. And by working for Krishna, one becomes liberated. So the message of Bhagavad Gita is not so much to change Arjuna's decision, but it was to change Arjuna's motivation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.